We hope to discuss trade secret matters, trade secret misappropriation, e-discovery, and assorted technology matters that may be relevant to the audience here today and that face the judges and the bench on a regular basis. To get a sense of the composition of the audience today, how many of us are in-house counsel or at a corporation? How many of us are public agencies or public? Okay. And how many of us are law firm attorneys? Okay. Of those who are in-house, how many of us regularly engage in activities or manage activities that protect your confidential information, your trade secrets? I mean, my experience in-house was that was one of the things you do on a regular basis. Before anything else, you want to make sure you're protecting all the things that make you competitively positive in advance of basically while competing in the marketplace. And it's something that's really high on top of your list normally. One of the reasons why we're starting with misappropriation of trade secrets is because of the passage of the Defend Trade Secret Act that was passed by Congress and signed by President Obama and put into effect in 2016 and now is making its way through the court system. That followed the Texas Uniform Trade Secret Act that was effective in 2013. And so you would have cases there as well in the state system. The Senate Judiciary Committee, when reviewing this type of area and considering whether or not to pass the Defend Trade Secrets Act, looked at the cost of misappropriation, and the cost is staggering. They found that between $300 billion to $480 billion was lost in the American economy with respect to theft of trade secrets. That resulted in the loss of 2.1 million American jobs and placed a disincentive to entrepreneurs in inventing, which probably is the greatest harm that can be caused by not regulating misappropriation of trade secrets.